Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the National Weather Service this morning. Check in with meteorologist Jason Allenbaugh. There's been some changes. You've adjusted the weather warnings, Jason. What's prompted that?
That's correct. The main reason we did that is the lake effect snow south of here was not as widespread as we were expecting yesterday, and it's been really struggling. So we do expect that to really increase this afternoon. Now, we have an area of snow that's off to the north of Lake Ontario right now that's going to rotate in this afternoon. That could bring some snow to the Niagara frontier, at least some light snow later this afternoon and into this evening. Not much more than an inch or two with that. But it'll definitely help that lake effect that's south of here to really get going later today into tonight. So what we ended up doing is we dropped the blizzard warning because those conditions were not materializing as far as at least widespread, and we changed that to a lake effect snow warning. That goes from this evening, or actually all the way through from today all the way through into Saturday morning, the way it looks. But right now, it looks like the heaviest lake effect snow and some blowing snow as well would be more late this afternoon and definitely into tonight for those areas.
Okay, so those areas can expect how much snow might we be talking?
It looks like probably at least, maybe up to a foot of snow, at least locally in those areas, wherever the bands are most persistent.
Okay, what caused yesterday the lake effect to not get organized?
It looks like we have, when we were looking at our soundings, looking at the sounding data from last evening, it was just very dry in the lower levels of the atmosphere. So even though it was cold enough and you did have, the flow coming off the lake, which is wide open, that's definitely well known, the dry air really kind of put a crimp in that lake effect activity. Now, on the flip side of that, upstream, over Lake Ontario, where the winds are coming completely across the long axis of the lake there, and there's actually some additional moisture coming in off the upper Great Lakes, they've been seeing a fire hose of lake effect toward the Tug Hill region, even toward Watertown, multiple, inches of snow and definitely like near zero visibilities much of that time. So up there, the blizzard warning, is continuing as we were forecasting, but in our area, things had to change a little bit.
Buffalo metro area and some of the surrounding suburbs, what does today look like? I know it's pretty windy driving into work, but you don't really see much snow falling at all.
Right, exactly. The light lake effect snow is staying to the south of us, and then off to far northern Niagara County right now, seeing little light snow. But the main issue, like you said, Brian, is the winds. We had gusts overnight here that were over 40 miles an hour. The last hour here, we had a peak gust of 45 miles an hour. So those strong winds are there, but there's not much snow to blow around. So that's going to be kind of the theme for the morning. And then as the afternoon goes on, especially late afternoon and onto the evening, we'll see that light snow move back into the area. There'll still be some breeze around, too, so you probably will see some patchy blowing snow as that occurs.
Okay, the lakeshore flood warning, is that continuing? We were seeing the lake kind of rolling, spilling onto Route 5 yesterday.
Yeah, right now the levels continue to kind of subside. Early this morning, we pushed that down to an advisory. So that's where we stand right now for the lakeshore flood advisory for Erie County.
When we're all kind of out of this, starting maybe Sunday and heading into next week, how quickly are we going to see that warm up?
Yeah, very quickly. Right now, our forecast is calling for upper 30s on Sunday. Then we're back into the upper 40s on Monday and could be even pushing 50 by Tuesday. And the thing we kind of watch out for when we start to melt the snow is what are our overnight low temperatures going to be like, and they'll be around freezing or above freezing. So that snow, once it starts to melt, will kind of start to melt pretty quickly, and so we're going to have to watch out whether we have that, the melting coincide with some rain, as there looks like there could be some chances of rain in there, especially looks like Tuesday into The later part of Tuesday. So we'll have to kind of keep an eye on that for potential river levels, Buffalo Creeks, you know, things like that starting to rise up with this melting snow.
Okay, possible flood watch coming. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate the update. Jason Allenbaugh over at the National Weather Service this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.